Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name is Alaska. What is yours?
Hello, I'm Willem.
Hello! And this is just a hot reminder.
Ooh, yeah, we set it on our phone to remind you guys.
Uh-huh. Monday, June 29th, this coming Monday, June 29th, 6 Ooh. P.M. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It is... Do you want to say it?
Race Chaser presents Spelling is Fundamental live stream. A secret celebrity drag queen spelling bee challenge competition contest starring Alaska and...
Say my name.
Willow!
Yeah! Oh my God.
Yes, we are doing a live stream spelling bee. The rumors are true. This is a benefiting GLITS in New York City, which stands for Gays and Lesbians Living in a Transgender Society. And they are working to buy a building to create housing for Black trans folks. So we're doing this for fun, but also for a very good cause.
Yeah, we're going to educate the children and hopefully help them buy a house. You can go to racechasertickets.com for your tickets and support the people at GLITS. And there's surprise guests. There's fierce competition. There will be a medic on site. Some of these girls' brains start to hurt when they try to do things that are smart. But we're going to...
The fierceness may be too much for the common viewer to handle.
I think girls are going to be... Girls are going to be relying on body, on dick, shenaries, so many things. But you can join in the fun at racechasertickets.com and support
a good
cause.
That's right. Monday, June 29th, mark your calendar, get your tickets, racechasertickets.com. Now, we have another exciting episode of Drag Race All-Stars going on.
Part 5, right? Is this season 5, episode 3?
Yes, that's correct.
Just for the guy taking our notes.
A quick catch up on last week. It was Shea Coulee's week, honey. Okay.
Shea Coulee.
Yes. The queens worked in three teams to record and perform their own original verses and choreography on the main stage to
I'm in love with you. So Angina, India, and Mariah were in the bottom, and Shea Coulee was the winner of the challenge and had to face Alyssa Edwards, last week's lip sync assassin. But she did that Neutron dance and she slayed the day and won a $20,000 cash tip. And Angina went home smiling.
I don't want to take it anymore. I'll just stay here locked behind the door.
So after that lip sync, the girls are back in the workroom.
Yes, the girls are back in the room, hot off the runway. And
do they hide the mirror message somehow? They put up a screen on our season, like, to hide what the girls said, so we couldn't see it until the next day to talk about it. Because somebody asked me, they're like, all the girls come back in the workroom and then they don't talk about the mirror message till the next day. And it's like, yeah, because they don't let us and they hide it. And sometimes they have to edit it like they did with Mariah's originally.
Yes, because they probably just mask it somehow. And just tell the girls, don't go over there.
In the other order. I think they hold on Gina in a room and let the girls get their jush, and then she comes back de-dragged and writes the message, right?
Oh, that's...
That could be it.
You would think I had done this show a few times. I don't know. I literally have no idea. But yeah, that makes sense. I'm always a little nebulous because it's just a state of delirium being on set all day and then it's the end of the day. But I know that they hold you afterwards while the contestant who got eliminated goes to the workroom.
Gets out of drag to do her interview and pack her shit.
Yeah, but
she gets out of drag.
They have to stay in drag to be like, well, I'm disappointed, and you know what? I'm going to write this lipstick message. The judges' critiques were interesting. Yeah. And then they write the thing while they're in drag, and then they leave.
Then they get out of drag, go do their boy interviews usually, mm-hmm. and then that's when everybody else is packing up for the night and going home. And then once everybody has gone home, you have to go and pack your bags. So you're late into the night. That is a long-ass day if you're going home. Then you pack your bags, then you go back to the hotel, and then the girls see it the next day. So if you lose,
that is journalism right there. Good for you.
Journalista,
why do you document the lipstick message from Angina, who also voted for herself to go, so this was a unanimous decision, says, I can't wait for our friendships to blossom more outside of this workroom. I love you, Angina. Short and sweet,
She's a lovely, short and sweet, absolutely. She's a lovely person, and that's a sweet message. And, you know, she said, it was my time to go. That's that.
Yeah. Cracker doesn't feel so great about telling Angina that she wanted to vote for her. And that makes sense to me, because after seeing her go home, it's kind of like, you know, it's like that... I don't know what to compare it to other than
we still have to keep talking about it because
we have to talk about it because the girls are talking about it again. It's not us, but Alexis is talking about it. Mayhem straight up says to Cracker, she doesn't think she's sincere. She doesn't believe it. And Cracker is like, Mayhem, is there something wrong? And Mayhem is not the one.
Yeah.
Mayhem and I weren't talking for a while, and I went next door once to Marco's and she was getting fitted. She gave me a blink and that was it. And I was like, oh, okay, I know. Mayhem is not one to mince her words. And I'm glad that they're getting it all out because nobody knows what everybody's doing. It's not one of those things where people have agreed this season where they're going to vote on a track record. There's already alliances. There's people going, well, you know, we're going to get to it. But this part needed to happen because Alexis is not to be fucked with either at this point.
No, but then Juju says, well, I think Alexis is playing mind games by approaching Ms. Cracker about playing mind games.
Games on games, girls.
Head games.
Bop it, twist it, game it, twerk it. But just in time, RuPaul comes to save the day. Hey, all stars.
Hi.
Welcome to the Rumada Inn. Oh. You want room service? Uh-huh. Well, bitch, here's a wake-up call.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got time for your baggage.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Wrestling?
Marriott wrestling? Points? make a hat for Pia.
We have to box each other. That's it.
Shangela's vanquishing.
RuPaul comes into the workroom. Oh my god!
Oh, hello. In a beautiful girl, she looks like the inside of a jawbreaker, like all white and speckled. It's so pretty.
Now she has sunglasses on. Do you think she's hiding more cosmetic procedures?
I heard she got the Bella Hadid fox eye lift.
Ooh.
on her brown eye.
Yeah.
You put an anchor in there.
Quick. Mm-hmm. Just a quick yank on lunch break. Like, you can go straight back to the office.
Yeah. Just don't work out for 4 hours.
Right, exactly.
And don't get any more pumped for 8 hours.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Now, RuPaul says the queens will be starring in the hottest new hotel design show, Shantae, Enjoy Your Stay. In teams, the queens will need to design and present their own signature suite worthy of a 5-star boutique hotel. This is fun.
Yeah, and it's nice that they can use the FFS fabric wall and supplies from Objects Furniture.
And, objet d'art. I don't know that it is. I'm just saying, yeah.
I saw it. None of it was. These teams were created by random drawing behind the scenes, which is, I'm glad they created these. I'm glad that these teams came out, because with all those names in the bag, plus all the bullshit they threw in the bag, who knew how the randomness would have happened without so much bullshit on everyone's hands?
No, anyway. It was like on Unreal, where the producers are all in the room and they're like, this is my girl and she's going to go over here and she's going to go to the end, guys. So here's you know what I'm talking about on Unreal?
I stopped watching it because it was a little too close to home.
Girl, I know. Yeah.
But it's a great show. The first team is Cracker, Mariah, and Shay. The second team is Juju, India, and Alexis. And then last up, we have Mayhem and Blair, who have worked together before. This time, though, it's without Cracker.
Right.
This is a cool little challenge. It's basically, I feel like it very much gives me other challenges that they've done, like decorate a car or decorate a boat or decorate
something.
It's
like the nightclub.
Yeah.
It's like the nightclub on All Stars. And this is a great...
Oh, yeah. Club 69, right?
Yeah. It's very similar to that vibe. You have to create like a room and experience.
And sell it. Yeah.
Yes.
So they do a hotel suite with a gift basket, signature cocktail, plus you give a tour to the cameras and the guest judges.
Yeah. So this is great for All Stars because we spend a lot of time in hotels. I mean, it's part of being like a working drag queen that you get to know this. And so I think these women are all very knowledgeable on all of these things. Plus, you know what you want in your gift basket. You know what you want in your nightcap drink. Mm-hmm. I know yours is just a teaspoon of water with one droplet of G in it.
Yeah, but 30 minutes later, you have to set the alarm to make sure you take a load so you're not on an empty stomach.
Let's take a break.
So she can get another cocktail? Sure! No.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. I'm disappointed that y'all are having a Say Something Hat Day and you didn't tell me.
Yeah, what's going on? And the other girls are just like, what are you talking about?
Hats, hats, hats. Hats for every occasion.
Juju is effortlessly hilarious. I bet she was making all the camera people just crack up.
You know she was.
She's so funny.
Yeah. The thought, though, that she has to make an Alaska-themed hotel room, I thought it was funny at first. And then she talked about salmon, and I was like, Alaska's a vegan. And then I went, oh, she means the state? I was like, no. If she did a pound cake room, Alaska room, that would have been sickening. No?
I would have liked to have stayed in that hotel.
So many people would stay at a drag room hotel slash whatever. Like, it's right. Like... It's kind of a genius idea. I wish I thought of doing like a drag property too, for like rental or something.
You are doing that.
I am.
I just like to hear you say it.
But I think the Alaskan wilderness idea is a little outside the box.
Come on, I thought it was unpredictable. And they would have said my name a whole bunch of times. I thought it was a great idea. Salmon, snow-capped mountains. But no, the other girls are like, no, BB.
No, BB. Do you like Shay's Golden Palace idea? Wasn't Golden Palace the name of the spinoff?
Yes, it was like the continuation after B. Arthur left the show that, I mean, it was kind of a debacle and kind of a sad moment in the world of Golden Girls, but a brilliant title and a brilliant theme. There's so much you can do.
Yeah.
With the Golden Girls universe, you know.
So much. When they thought of that, I instantly thought, oh, they have the best idea. They're going to win.
Yeah.
But
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Are you guys watching along? It's a commercial right now? Okay, well, hold on. And we can talk about Cracker spiraling. She's literally giving the editors ideas. Like,
you can see it's I don't know what to make of this because it's very rare that you see the sort of like blatant like they're showing how, like, in someone's... Everyone talks about, oh, I'm in my head. I'm too in my head. You were too in your head. But, like, this, you can actually see it on footage. This is what being in your head actually looks like. She's not present in the group meeting. She's just sort of like, yeah.
Okay.
Great idea. Just as the, like, arithmetic symbols are just going around her brain. Because she's thinking, like, I just got confronted over at the table by all the other divas,
everybody hates me. This is a voting thing. This is a show about voting for who you like to stay or go home, doing the math, and not just being present and doing the thing.
Yeah, I think that Thorgy, when she was on All Stars, and she literally said what was going to happen, and it did happen, like saying, like, this is crazy. I'm not crazy. You know, Stevie Nicks, all that, whatever. This is kind of like that. It's just like when girls see the writing on the wall. Like, at first they started out real cool.
Well, it's time for the divas to start designing, and they go to the soundstage. They can choose furniture, paint, design, and create their suites. And everyone's like, I don't do heavy lifting.
You're heavier than me. You lift that couch.
I don't move furniture. I can't be seen cleaning on camera.
You want me to grab that dolly? Do you mean Dahlia Black?
Dolly Levi? I would never grab her.
No, she'll be spinning. You can't get a hand on her.
She's a legend. How dare you?
She's got all her sisters with me. Yeah, none of the girls.
She's doing Victor Victoria tonight.
Do you think any of them painted all their walls themselves? Because these girls don't even look like they knew how to paint a nail, let alone a wall.
You know, Gabe,
you paint a W, you fill it in.
I think they. Well, I don't know, because I honestly don't know, and I would like to know, because maybe they just sort of like sketched it out, and then like designers filled in the blanks. But yeah. I don't know, because like, how would you mount stuff on the wall? How would you mount that like square on the fucking wall in the Golden Girls room?
I don't know how you could mount a square on the wall. Mounting's not my area.
And they obviously wouldn't have all the things that maybe you wanted. So maybe there's like a consultation, and then they fill in the blanks for you. I honestly don't know, but I would like to know. So if anyone has any like intel,
tell us. Yeah, that would be wonderful to know. I found that like some of the concepts looked a little like hostile. And not saying angry, I mean like a hostel, like they weren't nice. Like I would not want to stay in it.
Which one?
The one where the mattress was on the floor like a flop house. Like I have rules, like I'll get fucked on a mattress on the floor, but I'm not going to sleep on the mattress on the floor. Like this is a hotel.
Well, I think they were going for sort of that like Casbah kind of sort of like...
Well, the Casbah was rocking.
They had the like mosquito net and everything.
I understand Moroccan. That was Moroccant. For sure. What did you think about? Are we not talking about the rooms yet? We're talking about.
Yeah, we'll get to that when they like do their presentations, I guess.
Got it. Well, the mirror chats are happening after these girls put in all that hard labor. And Mayhem and Blair are talking about Cracker and how she needs to own her behavior, and they've worked with her and now they aren't working with her and they seem to be faring better. There's less Blair doesn't seem like her eyeball's gonna pop out of her head anymore like it did when she worked with Cracker.
I feel like Mayhem was the one talking about this, but I feel like she really hit it on the head, because I think Cracker was more like just like, I am very sorry that I made you that you feel that way. Instead of just being like, well, you know, I said it. I said what I said. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Instead, she was like trying to like play it like as a victim, so that like people don't see her as being aggressive.
Yeah.
Which is like just I completely agreed with what Mayhem was saying though.
Yeah, like completely. I totally am whatever team is not Cracker. But then when the thing happens with Alexis, where it's Shay, Mariah, and Cracker talking like on their team, and yes. Cracker is like talking about the people she respects, and she leaves out Alexis's name, and Alexis is like 15 feet away, and Cracker is already, I feel like the level of that she's speaking is kind of like ear hustling, like she's like at like not a whisper, but not enough that Alexis could hear her like clearly. And Alexis goes
in. Oh, so
you don't respect me.
Oh, so you don't respect me.
No, listen, sweetheart, you're trying to make a conflict.
Don't sweetheart me. I didn't sweetheart you. I'm not sweethearting you, so please do not sweetheart me.
Alexis turns and tells everybody that she has trouble communicating because English is her second language, and she just wants to make everything clear. But Juju says, how is this her second language and she's been talking for hours? Juju has every little side. Do they just put a tripod next to Juju when she's doing her makeup just so she can turn right into Sarge. Camera and talk?
Sarge is a side to Juju B the whole time.
I love it. Shay jumps in to defend Cracker, though, in this whole little thing and says that Alexis is getting in her teammate's head. And right. I don't know that that's Alexis's intention, but I'm sure it is for Cracker a little bit. I wouldn't want to be in that situation, but I'm also not going to tell a girl she did shitty after she knows she did shitty.
Yeah.
I'd say to her something nice like, did you have fun up there?
I think Alexis sees blood in the water with Ms. Cracker because she probably came into this feeling like, okay, Ms. Cracker is one of the top queens that are going to be competing here.
Is she? When did she go home? Was she like fifth or sixth?
She did. I feel like she did well on her season. She's done well after her season.
Aquaria really did well that season too.
Who did?
Aquaria. Remember?
She did pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think she did.
I think she was like fifth or sixth, which means she was like my level, kind of.
Right. You are not on my level. Do not compare yourself to me.
Do you even know Gianni?
You are not on my level. Do you even know Gianni? Mm-mm. I thought it was a disaster.
A walk. So we're at the stage of the makeup now where the girls are done and now they do the main challenge part where they show off their sweets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Showing off your sweets.
Showing off your sweets.
Why don't you show off your sweets, gal? Okay. The Golden Gals Palace and Resort has all the makings of a really great presentation. Balenciaga Devereaux, Shay D. Arthur, and Rosebud. I mean, those are great names just off the bat.
Yeah, the names are wonderful. It plays on like an already like laughable canon of jokes that people have. I didn't mind that Shay did a joke about Sophia's picture this because she literally had a picture frame. It was so funny, but the judges didn't feature it. And
they were like coming after that.
Yeah, it's like, what the
you
fuck?
Guys, Sophia wasn't here.
There's three girls, not four. So let's use every joke we can. And now you want to get specific, judges?
Cracker says cream cheese pie.
Now that was a mistake.
Can she not figure out how to say cheesecake? Is she that like shooketh by the events of earlier in the day?
Saying cream cheese pie feels like stepping in shit and then putting your foot in your mouth. Honestly, because that is like the joke, the cheesecake, and like just not landing the major joke at the end. It's like, you know, it's like Juju messing up the Full House line. If that would have happened, it would have been tanked. And like,
it would have been done. Yeah. Curtains. It would have been velour curtains.
She should have got Dita to come in to say cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Miss Cheesecake, where it matters. Michelle and Ross visit the hotel in their pajama onesies. Okay. And
it feels like a timeshare show off that doesn't like flow. Maybe it's the guy's second day. Like, I don't think anybody's going to want to stay in this suite right now. It seems nice, but like, I mean, that design superstar, Martin Ballard, something, something, et cetera, was very displeased with that pillow. Martina McBride, Boulard, Lawrence, design superstar. That pillow was kind of dusty. That pillow was dusty.
What? Here's they were basing it off of Blanche Devereaux's bedroom. Also, question, was that the same fabric that was Shea Coulee's entrance outfit? Can we get a ruling on this?
I don't know, but that was her drag con fabric from that one year. So maybe she brought it to the show after that and then she made her workroom entrance and then no, because she wore that. Maybe.
Do you think she brought fabric with her? Because I bet what a brilliant idea.
All that DragCon fabric. She probably did.
Because she probably said there's probably going to be a makeover. So, like, I might as well bring fabric that I know I'm going to like.
Plus, she's, like, really pretty.
She. So you agree. Shay is really pretty.
Yeah. Yes. That is the ugliest fucking skirt I've ever seen.
Vintage. So adorable.
The Glamazone girls are Alexis, India, and Juju. And they make it a point to all dress alike. They look like Carol Baskin's like stepdaughters.
They look like extras from the Leopard Print music video. People kept tweeting me. They were like, Alaska, are you dying? Because there's a Golden Girls and a Leopard Print theme in the same episode. I'm like, yes. Yes, it was overload for me. It was everything.
I've been over some loads this weekend, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The PP bar is amazing. Because Bruno is behind it, and he pops up and smiling.
Why does it
all
say pee?
Because it's the what does the PP stand for? Party, party and pool, pool
party
and party
and play.
No, they party said it standing for something else, not PP. Something.
Party play. I don't know. It's almost.
It's
like,
a it's play almost on tiki bar, right?
Okay.
Oh, okay. And then there's a golden shower on the wall.
With no water. It's a dry well. India's pumping a dry well there.
Now, I've had a lot of golden showers, and none of them have been dry, darling.
Why is there a banana leaf in the drink? Is that to show that there's no drink in there? Because it's also glass, and we can see there's no drink in there. Could you not go to the sink?
I know. They were, like, so excited. They handed Nicole Byer the drink. She was like, I love a cocktail. Yes, they hand her this empty fucking piece of fucking plastic leaf.
I think she needed to extract the aloe juices from it, maybe.
Girl, if you get bit by an insect, rub that banana leaf on it.
Yeah. Would you stay in the Glamazone room? The shower doesn't work, so I'm clearly pissed about that, but India's on there.
The issue, of course, was the mattress on the floor, which isn't great, especially like because they are saying that it's in sort of a like a I don't know, sort of
a
like a tropical climate.
Yeah, and a routique, I mean, it's not a routel. It's a routique hotel. That's a motel.
I would be afraid of like snakes and bugs and things because if you have a mosquito net,
well,
that means
sure
there's
some
crazy.
Well, just make sure to put your wig in the other room.
That just means there's like crazy things around. So like I'd be scared of having the mattress on the floor. So that's the only issue. But I love fucking Leopard Print. I thought the decor was actually really pretty.
I thought the presentation, the pitch of it was amazing. But this is not train spotting. Get me up off the floor.
Right. Juju's very naturally funny. Alexis popped off the lid of a hairspray can.
Yeah, and really, like, I'm glad they caught that. That was hilarious.
She really reminded me of Amy Vodkaus in that moment, in the way that she's just sort of, like, sassy and, like, naturally funny by just standing there. That's very Amy Vodkaus to me. Hey, Amy, deep friend of the pod.
The 14-carat room featuring Blair St. Clair and LeMay, as in LeMay fabric.
Yes.
I thought she said glamé, like
no.
Glamour, mayhem.
Oh, no.
No, it said LeMay, like gold LeMay.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what Bob
maybe
said
we'll put
on
that
the
on the
stop.
Spelling bee.
Bob said.
What did Bob say?
Bob said she should have called herself LeMayhem. Hello, right?
Oh. Well, hindsight is 20 Bob.
And Blair was very clever with her name. Blair St. Clair.
Yeah. I mean, work smarter, not harder. She already knows how to spell it. It's probably on her ID. No, it's probably not. Yeah. It's probably on the AKAs under, like, arrests or whatever. Luxury, rich. It feels like it wants to be Club 96. Deep. Like, it honestly feels like this is, like, if Club 96 was Disney World, this, the 14-carat rooms feels like Disneyland, you know?
Yeah, it's the similar vibe. It's always a good way to go. It's sort of like giving yourself a catchy thing that you say over and over again in a seductive
voice. Yeah, but where were
voice.
The jokes? I kept waiting for the jokes. There was mildly amusing things, but there were no jokes happening. And they were in a gold room, but no golden shower joke. It's like, that's like the main joke. And I know the other team had a golden shower head. So like,
I bet they both ran to the table at full speed and fought each other for the gold shower head.
Even if so, you make a stupid cardboard one and paint it gold and figure out a way. It's drag, and it's not like there was water coming out of either of them. So like missing joke like that is unforgivable and when someone else has a joke like that, but you're in the gold room. Golden showers. I mean, I was just watching Big Mouth this morning, and like all these people got peed on by old people. And then I realized that their piss smells different because of the vitamins and supplements. And like, you know, piss jokes are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, I feel like they were getting a favorable. I felt like their presentation was very long. The editing was very well done. And it was very appealing. As far as the decor, they got red for somebody read them for putting a bed in the middle of the room. Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't gold. It was bronze.
It was bronze. I saw the bed and it was bronze.
I mean, I don't know that I would, depending on the Wi-Fi, I don't know if I would stay there or not. We'll see.
Otherwise, it's a good concept because I love just picking one color or pattern and just running with it. And they said, everything must be gold. Go for it.
What is a golden elixir made from leprechaun tears to drink? Like, that's an opportunity to be, like, funny or, like...
Leprechauns are green.
Yeah. And, like... I just don't
pot of gold.
Okay, but how does the gold get in the leprechaun and then he cried? Like there's so many questions and they miss lots of opportunities to be funny. It was charming and cute, but like I was literally watching it and I was like, oh. Gold. Like I was waiting for jokes.
Gold finger.
And to the main stage.
He loves only gold.
Only gold.
Let's take a break and let's listen to Goldfinger while we go to the break.
She's a man.
He loves gold. He's a man. The man.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hello, listeners. Now, if you're watching along to this episode, as you should, to the Race Chaser ears, we will be discussing the queens out of order. This is a random order selected, just like the teams were selected for this episode.
We randomly chose them off stage, but the category is 3-3-3 looks in one. Threes, threes, threes across the board.
Wow. First up, we'd like to feature our friend and talent, Jujubee.
Yeah, we're having some kind of technical issue and we can't watch them in the order that we're watching. Whatever. They're going to be out of order, but
you
we'll
can't,
talk about everybody.
You cannot stop a queen from tricking.
Juju Lavangi B. She's doing a three different holidays.
Yeah, I thought she was three different trick-or-treaters, but she might be three different holidays too. But I ain't never seen a red bunny.
Right. Well, this idea, you know that this idea came from Sharon Needles?
Really?
Yeah, she consulted her on this and she told her, if you're going to do three in one, you have to do three different holidays. Start out Halloween, then go Christmas, then go something else.
Wow.
I agree.
Sharon's good at drag.
I think this is a good, I know, exactly. I think this is a good concept because, I mean, you want the three looks to be differentiated, or at least, I don't know, you should, right?
Yeah.
And so this was smart because it's like three totally different moods, different times of year. Some of the execution things, like you said, the red rabbit, I think it would have been more differentiated if she turned into a white rabbit at the end. And that sort of the red tore away.
Yeah, something. I mean, she looks great. Not mad.
She has a white boot on already.
And she has three complete looks. That was three complete looks. That's how it's done. It wasn't 2.75. It was not 2.5.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah. Otherwise successfully done. That middle wig.
That little Guys and Dolls Miss Adelaide's chorus wig.
She was going for Halloween, all right, because that is the actual wig that you buy at CVS, and it says Old Maid wig, and it has three pieces of fishing lure on the cap, on the full lace cap.
Full lace cap.
Who's next? And she has carrots. I love a snack you can eat on stage.
Prop queen.
I love carrots and drag. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to talk about Alexis Mateo. The first thing I said was, oh my God, someone escaped from It's a Small World. Right? It's a little bit.
Honestly, it looks like she'd open up her coat and there would be a carousel there spinning.
I love this. I know Alexis has a fondness for the circus and the carnivalesque. She did, that was like her final look, I believe, on season 3. Was
oh,
like
yeah,
a
the
circus
showgirl, the pink
showgirl.
Yeah, pink, yeah, huh?
She totally loves the circus. She loves the carnival-esque. So this is classic Alexis. And I love this look. I love the fucking circus tent fantasy.
What
small
a great
world.
Cone. And the makeup and the spit curls. And like, she's in drag. Yes.
She is in drag.
You could host a drag show in her coat.
Yes.
This green mm-hmm. didn't give me ballerina just because she was like tiptoeing and stuff. Like, nobody ever thinks, oh yeah, green ballerina.
Right. And the critique she receives from the judges is that if it was like a tutu, it would have read more as ballerina.
Yeah.
But I still like the dress.
But I have a question. Ballerinas wear buns and she's in a fall and then she takes off the fall and it's a bun, but she ain't a ballerina anymore after that. So it's like, I have so many questions. Like, what kind of ballet? Are they on point? Is this a recital?
All questions, no answers.
None. None.
Well, but she reveals, she does the hair. So you would have wanted her to do the hair reveal after she took off the circus.
I would have wanted a ballerina bun to whip out into the dancer girl, you know, or tightrope girl or tap dancer girl. Because she says she's doing something and then she starts tap dancing.
Okay. But I mean, just in her defense, not everyone did a hair reveal and she did. So that's commendable.
She did three full looks for sure.
She did three differentiated full looks. Is the third look my favorite? I mean, I'm never a fan of all the way up to the neck nude illusion, like ever. That's never my favorite thing.
I do like that she caught that little, sorry, you were going to say however, I bet.
No.
Oh, that.
There is no however.
That little green, like, little piece of fabric that was caught on her costume, she saw it and she went, not today.
Tulle is the killer, okay? I have this huge tulle skirt I wear in shows sometimes. Uh-huh. It catches on any little, like, a chair.
Oh,
a
I know. I've been behind
wall,
you.
And it just shreds. I become the moop queen.
Oh, yeah. And you know that I've been killed by tulles too, right?
You prefer it.
Next look.
Death by sex. Okay. But yeah, Alexis did a great job with this. They were three definitely clear looks. Next, we're going to talk about Blair St. Clair. I liked her looks. She starts out in she goes from 50s to 60s to 70s was the idea, which is a clever idea. I thought she started out with the 50s look, and I thought it was very hearkening back to original season Blair St. Clair.
Yeah, me too. Just got off the bus, fresh face, pot of beret queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then she goes to the 60s. It's sort of like Mad Men, the sort of shapeless.
Very Mary Quant, very that.
I liked this. I thought too. And then she does a hair reveal, which is really great. Like, and she's whipping this hair. I love the final sort of like copper, sort of chocolate pantsuit.
I like this. Yeah, I hate the neckline on the pantsuit. Like, it, she's covering up so much skin. I wish it was like a deep V to the belly button and like a shoulder cutout or
that,
something. But she looks great and it was well executed. Not mad at all. Work, Blair. Beautiful makeup, beautiful hair, flipping it.
Yeah. Yeah, she did great this week, I thought. Who do we have next? I wonder.
Mariah Paris Balenciaga.
I love this. This is like the club look when you got time for a cheek and a lip, and then you just throw those glasses on and some long hair, some feathers, and you hit it, baby.
I was getting very Raja from that first look. I mean, I was like, oh my God.
That's how I like to show up to a club sometimes. Like, if I'm not ready, I'm like, let me just put on a big fur coat and these glasses and have my hair on. Like, that's all you really need.
Yes.
Because when you're late for a gig, the one thing you can like leave off is lashes and glue them at the club. Can't leave off
exactly.
A lip.
Exactly. Yeah. She looked great. Then she takes off the giant feather, the very fucking expensive, she lets you know, the very expensive feather piece. Mm-hmm. And she takes off that headpiece. And then she's in sort of, is it velvet?
It looks like a velvet, asymmetrical cocktail dress. It's very nice.
I like it.
And then that flips down to a gown and reveals a rhinestone bibbed front, which is like a dress that Kim K wore somewhere. And an elegant train.
Yes. She looks elegant in all three. I mean, I know from fucking, you know, I know from experience that wearing all black on Drag Race isn't the way to stand out, especially when it's like a fashion challenge. It's hard to make it read and stand out against everybody else on the main stage.
Agreed.
And there were like some fit, like technical tweaks that probably could have been better. But overall, I mean, she looked fucking sickening. You can't say she didn't look amazing.
Yeah. India Farah comes pumping out in a herringbone.
Herringbone.
It's a full look. I think the top is a little tight on the shoulder, but it's structured. It's well made. And there's reveals on reveals. The ponytail is definitely Mitzied. It's a pop it on. It's huge.
Mitzi,
she's got a hat.
Ritzy, fucking up my Mitzi.
Do you like this? Would you feature it?
This is obviously very well constructed.
Yeah. And her mug looks great too. This is like, I feel like the paint is a little different.
Yeah. She probably made this because she's really fucking skilled at making drag clothes. This is, each piece is tailored to perfection. Each look looks really great. She's having a little issue with the pant kind of coming undone. The sort of Britney Spears can't get no satisfaction. The pant wants to come off a little earlier than everything else. Yep. But that's nothing you can really fault her for because each look is great. Is it, to me, three looks... I feel like it's more impactful to say I want each look to be so different from the last that it just sort of like boggles your mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that this is three variations of the same outfit with a couple of pieces kind of thing, you know?
Yes. And yeah. It's clean.
Gorge.
And each look looks great. Like, when I did the fucking two-in-one look as Lil Pound Cake, which people love to remind me that, she was just wearing, it was a reveal, it wasn't two-in-one. I will defend my first look, the pile of garbage bags, because it was sort of like,
a moving anamorphic pile of things. It wasn't just like a nothing.
It wasn't like a coat, and then I took it off. Also, it was the underside of the pound cake dress was that plastic bag. So it was like I took off the hat, and then the rest, like, it folded down. So it was like kind of all one piece. I wasn't like wearing a coat, and then I took it off to reveal the thing. So I defend it. But the reason I did that was... Pound Cake is, she's bright colors. It's sort of like funny. It's sort of like a sight gag. So I wanted to do something very different than that as the other look out of the two.
So. Yeah, you cheated. I get it.
I cheated my way to the top, bitch.
Next up, we have Shea Coulee, giving us all these really, really, really cool things like, kind of Issy Hungry, kind of
yes, kind of hungry, yes.
Fern Gully Lisa Frank bug, and then there's a reveal, and she's like a pretty princess bug lady, and then there's something
else. The hands go into the pink sort of chiffon thing as sort of like the she's coming out of the cocoon,
her little chrysalis. Yeah.
And then she pulls a Courtney act with functioning flippable wings.
Yeah. And this bodysuit was made by an airbrush artist named Troy Ford that I've been following on Instagram for a while. And like, as soon as I saw it on the runway, I was like, that's him. And like, this is some great work. I love it.
This is one of those moments where you can have the judges critique it all you want, but
we all know the truth.
Anyone with eyes can see that this is
even
like
one eye, not even eyes, just eye.
It is next level sort of, I mean, the hair, this weird sort of center part with the thing on top
the
in
weird
gray.
Little, the titty things coming out, like the little pom-pom titties on the boop things.
Yes, it's covered in spores. It's covered, she's got the
the makeup itself is, like you said, it's the is she hungry sort of like cartoon eye shape.
Yeah.
This. And
the green thing she comes out of, she's a Venus flytrap.
Yes.
So fly.
This is. This is the Pokemon evolution of the Jasmine Masters cocoon. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a double occupancy though.
Yes, totally. And then the wing, this is heaven. It's fantastic. I salute this so fiercely, so deeply. She was also acting, you know, she gave it a character. It's excellent. Really,
yeah,
really.
It looks like she got a bad bag or something. She's twitching about, very bug-like.
Everybody, really... don't eat the bad acid. There's some bad acid going around. Don't eat the bad acid, everybody.
Let's talk about Mayhem.
Mayhem. She did this sort of like, it reminded me of something I think Jasmine Masters wore. A lot of Jasmine Masters references today. It was sort of like Dynasty, like Knott's Landing, like floral.
Oh, yeah, that cute little bathing suit. And then she was Dorothy Dandridge at the end. She looked beautiful.
Yes. She looked very beautiful.
Yes.
They critique one of the
coat?
Girls. Right. They critique Mariah for just taking off a coat. Mayhem was safe, so she didn't get critiques, right?
Yeah, Mayhem was safe, right. And Blair was safe.
Yeah.
Because they won, but they didn't win, I guess. Like, wow, I don't understand. I don't understand how.
We'll fucking get to that.
Okay, but yeah, because just I'm confused. The are there more rules that I didn't hear about?
Just or? The, girl, we will get, to, I, girl, just the look alone, though.
On Mayhem?
Yes. I thought she looked great. This is a case of, like, you often talk about no matchy syndrome. Mayhem has perfect matchy syndrome with the legs, with her skin tone, with the face, the arm. That is how you fucking wear tights.
That is okay? Drag excellence. Yeah.
Her padding, her shape that is that, fierce.
That pink fabric with the black dot looking like mermaids, like perfect, like replica, like period fabric with the Dorothy Dandridge hair and then the swim cap. Bitch, yeah. Drag. Bitch, drag.
Drag. Lovely. Drag. We love Mayhem.
Yeah.
Lovely
deep salute.
And I, you know, I have to commend the queens who threw in a hair switch because yeah. it's not part of the dossier. It's not mandatory, but you get extra points for doing a hair flip.
Part of being an all-star is believing in hair flips.
I wish I would have brought white out, Will. If I would have wrote your name.
So Cracker crumbs out of this cracker, the shell looking like a redheaded Evita.
Yes.
Nicole Byer says yes.
Yes.
She looks stunned.
She does. I mean, the egg is very inventive and very cool. And then...
So congratulations to Garo Sparrow.
Is that who made it?
Yeah. He makes all these girls' dresses and things.
Very cool. I mean, the mug and the hair looks great. Like you said, it's very Evita. She says that it's an Anastasia Anastasia.
Anastasia Lee Beverly Hill.
Yeah. I mean, all three looks are, she goes from like funny and quirky to like just really like regal and elegant. I mean,
I
this
liked her
is
runway
great.
Where she got to the end and she was an egg and she did one leg, then the other leg. And then like,
egg acting.
The egg reveals the like Anastasia like walk like hooking away from Rasputin. Because I remember Rasputin. It was fun. Chanel and I used to go.
Nothing beats a great pair of legs.
Ooh, yeah. Now the California raisins are making a comeback in blue.
Heard it through the grapevine. We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Kim. Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're back. Willem, I have big news. I have big news for you, Willem.
What?
Willem.
What?
I am proud to announce that you did the best this episode. Give her a round of applause. She did the best. She did the best.
Oh, my God. I won.
However, this week's winner is Big Dipper. Okay, yes, Big Dipper, yes.
I'm so happy for him.
Thank you.
Mayhem, her face was plucked.
Gadoo?
Because they were like, the best hotel suite was the Gold Room.
But the individual winner of the challenge was another person named Jujubee. And I'm so happy for Juju.
What?
Well, first of all, do you think that the 14 carat suite should have been a winner?
If you had to stay in one of those rooms,
which one of rooms would you have stayed in?
I probably would have stayed in Golden Girls first, then I would have stayed in Leopard Print second, then I would have stayed in Gold Bar. So that's how I would have chosen.
But I wouldn't have stayed in any of them. They all looked rickety, shoddy. They didn't look like they had room service. They probably had
I bet the plumbing wasn't even hooked up.
Why is the pool closed? The pool is always closed every time I come here.
I think it's just a plain rude fake out to say y'all are the winners, but this girl over here is going to win. That's a rude fake out. And I don't appreciate it. And so, Mayhem was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Oh my God, we won. Oh my God, I can't believe that. However, Jujubee is the winner.
How is that winning? You can't just call it winning when it's not winning. The winner gets prizes and wins stuff. What RuPaul did was notate them that they were a winner, but they didn't actually win anything. So how is that a winner? I think RuPaul misspoke. I'm sure she had great intentions, but a winner wins the stuff. And those two winners, I'm confused. Call it an honorable mention. Call it, I don't know, a Starwood rewards number fiasco. Say it's out of your hands. I don't know. But like, the winner won something. It was Jujubee. She was warm, endearing, and hilarious the whole time.
It seemed like a fake out, and I feel like that was
but
rude
for what,
to me.
For what? Okay, now I have a question, because I don't want to adjudicate on who the winner was. I don't know. I wasn't there. It's not in my place. It's not what I do. Do you think that they made Mayhem and Blair the winners for reasons of backstage string pulling, basically, like to make sure they were safe so no one was going to send them home, or to make sure that certain people were in the bottom that they wanted in the bottom? What do you think the machinations were behind all this? Because I don't understand why they would tell two girls you won, but you don't win any prizes, so you've actually just placed. And then another girl, you didn't, your room sucked and you made me sit on the floor on a mattress, but you actually won because you were funny. Like, which
is challenge, the challenge, I believe, was making a hotel suite, right? So, yes. Like, I'm chill with them being the safe divas. That's great.
Yeah, but that was the only room I would probably want to be like, okay, a bed. Cool.
But to tell them that, like, they did the best at the challenge at hand and then not hand them the win, it's perplexing, but also not really, because it is a TV show, and it also adds kind of to the drama, because it's like, because then these girls have a reason to kind of be pissed at Jujubee or to feel some kind of way. It reminds me of on Legendary, a couple episodes ago, the HBO Max show about voguing. Yep. But
But like the superior house is the main prize that you win. And somebody won that, but they also gave away like huge cash prizes. And the superior house who won the episode didn't get any cash prizes. So it sort of adds to like having people kind of be a winner, but kind of not, adds to like tension and drama. So that's all I can like chalk it up to.
Love that.
I love that for you.
Yeah, legendary is sickening though.
Anyway, it's a huge win for Jujubee because she's never won a challenge before. So this is like the long game. Like, good for her.
Many a mini, but never a main.
Mini no main.
Yeah. Alexis is told her runway looks were a lot to take in. But it's like, it's drag. Like, if you can't do it there, where can you do it? Like, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at her presentation on the runway.
Yeah.
I think they were grasping. India. Ilya, what did you bring to the thing? Well, I was responsible for talking about the golden shower. So she didn't say that she came up with the idea for the golden shower. She said, I'm just in charge of talking about it.
Yeah, and it was a dry shower. I feel like if she would have gotten herself wet or did something to make it seem like an actual shower, like a spray bottle, something to be like, ooh, I'm doing it now. Just something stupid and funny to be like, ooh, yeah, you know what? Let me call up housekeeping. This shower doesn't seem to be working, but I am. Or right, something just to like play it up that it's stupid. This isn't a real hotel. It's not a real challenge. No one cares who's actually going to win.
Oh my God.
All those things. Highlighting, you know, points like that. Michelle reads Mariah and says taking off a jacket is not a look. And Mariah remains unbothered. Unbothered.
She said, okay.
Yeah. She said, okay. Okay. Noted. She's obviously taking her note. And
Alexis was also really miffed during her. So wait, were you doing a circus theme? Yes.
Talk to my lawyer. Yes.
Like literally just not ready for it. Not wanting to hear any critiques. But yeah. You know, I thought Mariah did good in the challenge, though. She was in the room. She was having sexy time with,
yeah,
the, with
was,
the guy behind
good.
The bar.
We knew exactly what she was doing, and it was great. I think Mariah was better than Cracker in the challenge. Cracker missed obvious jokes. And
right,
was not an asset to the team in that sense. But Shay did speak well of her and was happy to have her on the team. Is this the point where she shares that she's having trouble appearing sincere to some people? Or is this later?
She's like, oh my God, you guys. Oh, it's been so crazy. Oh,
now I can sleep.
Oh, let me sleep. Go to bed, bitch.
Juju, again, all the Jujus this season are like, they can make up their own sound bird.
Girl, I want a box of Jujubes.
Let me tell you about Sound Bird. You get five dead birds in a box every week.
Sound Bird.
Use code DEADBIRDDRAG.
This is...
the advertisers are hemorrhaging.
This is definitely an episode where I think the runway kind of counts for more points, maybe because it was 3-1. But I mean, Cracker really excelled on the runway, and I think that's what saved her.
Yeah, it's nice that all these girls had these nice gowns that they were able to hike up and trudge over the piles of bullshit this episode has lopped upon. Because like believing how many winners and then they did all that work on those like little hotel suites and no, it's a show and we're clearly seeing the cracks in this episode because hey, look over there, everybody go this way, she's gonna win too. There's a lot of machinations, but I'm happy to see Shay
petty, childish, vindictive machinations you have ever concocted. Grow up, Carolyn.
Michelle just says that it's three old ladies in a hotel room. Yeah. I did like their ombre wall, that purple to pink to yellow.
Treated it like a window because
they gave it a view.
Typically, in a hotel, you would want a room with a window.
Mm-hmm. to the windows, to the walls.
Would, especially if it was like the showcase suite you were showing on a TV show, yeah. You would want to have a window, which the other rooms didn't have any window. Or yeah. Or maybe they had window, like, but the blinds were pulled. But they said, we're going to make it a floor-to-ceiling window, and we're going to draw like a beautiful sunset, which was beautifully, gorgeously.
The other rooms had no ventilation.
And they had cream cheese-flavored pie. Okay. Shea Coulee, they said they love the idea of her look, but that
they
it was
read her
crafty.
Outfit too. They said it was crafty.
And like, you hit, yeah, thank you Dipper, you know what I was going through.
I know that somebody needs to say some negative things, and they needed to make it so that the judges look justified, but calling her outfit crafty is rude. And this is why, like, Adore got mad on All Stars, I think, because it's like people that like have no room to judge drag, who don't do drag on their own, who don't put themselves together, calling our drag crusty. Girl, I'm glad I don't ever have to do this show again. Like, how rude. Shay did not look crafty.
No, not at all. And I mean, I saw someone tweet that like often crafty is a word that's used to describe the drag of contestants of color. That's so it has like it has that element, whereas like being homemade is celebrated on other contestants, mm-hmm. and then crafty is sort of like, I don't know, it's a critique that they should fucking take off the table.
I mean, because saying it to Crystal Method, though, like that is crafty, and it is craft store product, like Michael's. But yes. Like, I don't think Shay's is not Michael's. That is not Michael's.
No, bitch.
Not Holly Lobby. Not
there's nothing Holly Hobby. There's nothing Holly Hobby. Hobby Lobby. Uh-uh. Hocus Pocus. Hokey Pokey. There's none of that.
None.
Okay, let's hear about what they talk about in the workroom and get to the lip sync.
Okay. So the bottoms are India, Shay, and Mariah. Cracker and Alexis are safe. And in the workroom, India is getting emotional because she's waited so long to show her drag on TV again, and not just like the closed circuit TV when you go into a 7-Eleven. And according to the judges, it's not good enough right now. And I have a question. If I was going on a TV show, why would I want to wear brown and black? Bad idea. Like brown and black is brown and black wool, it looked like. Like it looked like a wool. Yeah. Literally, like, that is not what you wear to show off and be flashy. If you've waited 8 years and then you decide to wear brown and
okay,
yeah, like, sorry.
She has her this is not what I came here to do moment with this. She's really getting heated.
I feel for her for sure. Yeah. What did you think of Mariah's runway critique? Bullshit with a bow on it. Mariah does not mince words.
She's feeling pissed off. She feels bamboozled with good reason.
It was three looks to me. Shay is clearly shooketh. And she doesn't want to leave. It's her dream to be here. Yeah. And this of course cues Juju in the interview saying, should she play the strategy, vote for Shay, or the worst performer? There's so many questions at this point that like this episode could have gone a whole lot differently if they actually like played it and judged it how, you know what, we haven't seen anything, we can't know, but I definitely feel like this episode was a slap in the face to the audience.
Well, because this is where they start to like press the queens, that they start to apply a lot of pressure, because a lot of the queens say, well, we're just going to go off the judges' critiques. We said that a lot on All Stars too. And then they started giving really harsh critiques to the strongest competitors who actually didn't do bad. Like Shea Coulee, the whole concept of the room was her idea. If you watch that like pitch meeting they were having.
Oh, yeah, I watched.
her look on the runway was transcendent, like nothing I've ever seen before on Drag Race or anywhere. So, but then they give her the harshest critiques on the runway. So then it starts to like put pressure on the queens to make their own decisions, which creates more drama. So Alexis is immediately like, well, Shay got the worst critique, so I'm going to vote for her.
Go for it.
But she didn't do the worst.
That's why none of the true beauties came to compete. They knew it was rigged. None of the true beauties.
That's why none of the true beauties are here. They called me. They said, Crystal, don't go.
Don't go. It's a waste of your time. Okay,
but
where were we?
You know, it creates pressure. It makes the girls have to think for themselves. It also like reveals. I mean, Alexis was a little too like she was like a little too enthusiastic about voting for Shay. She was like, well, she got the worst critique, so yeah, I'm just gonna vote for her because obviously she's done the best in the competition. She's the biggest competition, and she's like, well, this is the chance to get her out.
I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody how to play a game that I couldn't even get on. So
that's not, but that's
I'm with
not
Mariah.
Like,
I'm with Mariah. I'm going to toast to my motherfucking self.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yes, I like Mariah.
So the voting goes. Mariah votes.
This isn't. Yeah, this isn't all the voting, but this is what we see on the episode.
Okay. Yeah, this is what we, okay.
So Mariah votes for India, and vice versa. India votes for Mariah. Alexis votes for Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Mayhem votes for Shay. And Juju gives a charming inner monologue about missing her cats at home while making a huge decision who to vote for.
High concept comedy.
Juju is not wasting 1 second of being on television, and I'm here for it.
She's like, well, I am. I'm standing at the box, and I'm just thinking about my cats. And, you know, my one cat likes me to pet him, and the other cat does not. And that makes me feel shady sometimes. Like, so good.
Yeah.
And she switches into a leopard print bodysuit. Salute.
Did she put on a new Raquel Welch wig?
She did. Honey. No, it's a Vivica.
Is it a Vivica? A Vivica wig. From the Vivica A. Fox collection.
Yes. The Vivica, honey.
Mm-hmm. Now, those are under warranty, too, so...
Oh, yes, of
course. You hold on to the tags just in case.
So we get to back to the main stage. Juju's looking nervous. And the reveal of the lip sync assassin is... Monet Exchange!
Monet Exchange! That little sherbet creamsicle, little dappled ass AB crystal pump. I love that. That little booty.
She's and then so pretty.
She looked beautiful. That blue eye and that hair that was sitting. Base tees, but touchable, movable ends. She looked fucking great. She looked like an ice skater prostitute, but she looked great.
Nancy Kerrigan.
She said, the new Fanta girls are in town, and I don't care if you don't want me to wear heels on the jet ski. Move over, bitch.
Move, bitch.
She said, I'm going to do this lip sync. Juju, stay out the way. That's what she did, basically, this whole lip sync. It was...
Yeah. I feel like Juju went into this and she didn't know the words super well, and she was kind of like, oh, shit.
Oh, I caught that, too. She turned up stage, though. She said, I'm going to show you this ass.
She did the penetration, the pork chop Parker, where you sort of, like, the second verse where the words get really hard, you just start playing to the girls at the back. Like, how's it going? Yeah!
The second verse of Lizzo's Juice is, you know, I'm not a snack at all, baby, I'm the whole damn meal. How do you not know Juice by this point? Like, this is like...
It's yes, I believe it is a mandatory reading in the drag handbook. In order to be a drag, you have to know it.
A drag.
I hate when people call drag queens drags.
How long have
you
been,
are my favorite of all the drags. I love
my aunt likes Sasha, but like I like
I'm at drag con and it's so great seeing all the drags here. It's just great.
I'm just holding a spot for my niece. Hey, Ashley Williams, you're almost up in Williams line. What? Oh, Williams. Literally have seen that happen.
Hated
people
it.
Yelling. Yeah. That.
Willem, hi. I just waited in line at your booth for 3 hours. Could you step out of the picture, though?
Oh, wow.
We just want a picture with your empty chair.
Empty chairs at empty drag cons.
So what happens?
So
end the episode.
I would like to know.
Never,
that
we're never ending the episode.
No, we podcast.
Listen,
let's talk
we're
about
in
the
it for the long fucking haul. We're in it for the long fucking haul, listeners. This is it. I hope you have nothing else to do because
Canada's
we're not going
to be 3 hours because of the time difference.
Just end it.
Duh. I would like to talk about Mariah's lip. It has not gone anywhere. It's been black glitter. It did not need a touch-up. I would like to commend Mariah for her poise, her beauty, her grace, and her candor this whole episode. I found the judging interesting.
I thought it was entertaining. I'm feeling entertained. Yeah.
So Mariah goes home and she gracefully thanks Rue for another opportunity to show her growth and display her talents, which she did.
It's going to be hell getting the bags back out.
Going to be hell.
We love Mariah so fucking much.
Love you.
It's unfortunate that, it feels really too soon for her to be gone.
Yeah,
but, you know, I mean, it's fucking all-stars. She's always going to be an all-star.
Yeah, and Dolores probably missed her.
we love Mariah very much.
Yes. So there's other things going in the world right now, too. There's been primaries happening, reform, revolutions, and the K-pop stans are participating in activism and scamming the president with the reserving all those tickets. And, bitch, they only got 6,600 in there in that auditorium.
That's what the official number is, I think.
I remember talking about it and worrying about it, and I'm glad that there were other people who had like-minded opinions, and we're going to keep talking about them, so hope you enjoy listening.
We will discuss it on Hot Goss, but I don't think we should get complacent, because you know however this rally went, he still has a lot of supporters who are very like fervently gonna support him no matter what the fuck he does. So we have to just stay vigilant and make sure that we're voting and that we're like ready for this in November.
Mm-hmm. Mind your P's.
It's not over yet.
Nope. And you can mind your P's and Q's with us very soon on June 29th with the Race Chaser Presents. Mm. Spelling is Fundamental.
Yes.
It is going to be at 6 p.m. Western Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it is going to be super fun. There's
June 29th. Get ready to spell.
Spell everything. It's a secret celebrity drag queen spelling bee challenge competition contest.
That's right.
Starring Alaska Thunderfuck and Willem.
You can find out more at racechasertickets.com. Until then, we thank you so very much for joining us for Race Chaser this week. We promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every single week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is. Mm-hmm. And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out. Are you ready to spell diva, by the way? How do you spell diva?
D-E-E-V-A-H.
Oh, wait. I pressed the wrong button.
This is a preview of how slick the spelling bee is going to go, everyone.
Cut the mics.
Cut his mic. Okay. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, Race Chaser Podcast at Race Chaser Pod on Instagram. You can use the hashtag Race Chaser whenever you post, and you can send us a DM or an email at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, there's bonus content too, and that's available at patreon.com/Willem. Have you watched Roadmap to Beauty and Success?
Yeah, check it out. It's very fun.
Yeah, we promise it's not a pyramid scheme. You can catch up on all of our bonus content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser, and then watch our content for as little as a dollar a video.
That's right. And just before we go, I want you to know that we got contacted by the Pulitzer Prize. They said we did the best this year, but unfortunately the Pulitzer is going to someone else.
Yeah, unfortunately, What's the Tea one? And we'd like to congratulate Michelle Visage and RuPaul. This is the start of big things for you guys. Big things.
This is
Bye.
Race Chaser.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.